Joining me now is Wes Peters. Hey, Wes, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? I apologize for my attire this evening. I walked in the door like 5 minutes ago. As my computer was ringing, the guys in the control room were calling me, I was like, uh-oh.
Not a problem. I don't know that I've ever seen you do an interview in a ball cap before, but that's all right. We'll
I think once. All the years we've been doing this, I think there was one other time.
Well, that's all right. We'll get by. All right, so there's a lot to talk about. What's the big news story that you're tracking right now since we last talked in the economic world?
Well, again, just de-dollarization. It's out there every day. The banks, the banks, as we talked about, I believe last week, liquidity challenges because they're locked into these long-term investments, paying a lower return than current investments. So that money's tied up. They're having to borrow money from the Fed at higher rates. What they're having to pay to borrow money is costing them more than what they're bringing in those long-term investments. And I think we're just going to continue to see more of that going forward into 2024. And many analysts are projecting 2024 to be, a year where gold and silver finally really start to make a significant move due to geopolitical issues, due to the out-of-control government spending, kicking the can down the road. So I think 2024 is setting up to be a very, very big year for precious metals.
All right. Precious metals could be up. I'm reading some reports. Gold could go up $700 an ounce before the end of 2024. What say you?
Correct. Anything's possible. Absolutely. I mean, it should... Both gold and silver, the price of both gold and silver should be higher than it is right now. I mean, silver is being shorted significantly by JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs. They're holding the prices down on paper. But some of these products, numismatic products, even those headwinds against the market on Wall Street, physical metal is continuing to go up in value. And on some of these specific products, like the numismatic coins that they don't make anymore, that give people total privacy, due to the demand alone, I think those prices are going to continue to climb in 2024.
What about inflation? Tell me about inflation. I mean, the average American is experiencing it at the grocery store, but, last year I told my audience to stop using the I word, inflation, and go to the H word, hyperinflation. What is your take on hyperinflation? And are we going to see that in America?
Well, as you know, with the de-dollarization, Brandon, BRICS, and all of these countries walking away from the U.S. dollar, they were all making arrangements with each other to settle their business transactions and lend money in their own currencies, shunning the dollar.
In fact, and here's one right here. BRICS, India, and Egypt ditch U.S. dollar for trade.
Yeah. And just more and more of that, it's going to continue. And they've made it no secret that they want to, punish the big bully here in the United States that sticks their nose in everybody else's problems. And those dollars come back to our shores. The definition of inflation is too many dollars chasing the same goods and services. With those dollars coming home, the out-of-control government spending, creating more money, adding to the national debt, and hyperinflation, it's something that happens very quickly. Going back to the banks with liquidity issues, in today's social media, things can gain traction very quickly, whether they're true or not. I mean, what if somebody started talking online on the internet and it started spreading about one of these big five banks being in significant trouble and possibly failing? Even if it's not true, that's going to cause a lot of chaos, a lot of panic, and could cause a run on the banks. And that's why these banks are putting things into position. We talked a little bit about last week about them limiting withdrawals, about them charging you to take your money out of the bank.
So in other words, something we were warning about here 10, 15 years ago, we talked about regularly, was capital controls.
Correct. Yep, absolutely. When you put your money in the bank, it no longer belongs to you. It's part of that bank's capital structure. You have an IOU from them.
And that's in the small print. You're an uninsured creditor.
Correct. And we can thank Chris Dodd and Barney Frank for the Dodd-Frank bill after the 2008 crash. They you know, they did some things to strengthen the banks, requiring more money on hand. And but we can see that wasn't enough. They didn't go far enough with this liquidity crunch right now. So at any time, they can lock you out of your accounts. They can control how much money they're going to give you, regardless of how much money you have in that institution. They are so fearful about a run on the banks that they have put things in place to where if all these people start showing up saying, I want to close my account, I got 20 grand in here, I got 5 grand, I got 100 grand, that they're going to be able to have a system where, this is all you're going to get.
Let's go to this one. JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America? B of A?
Correct. Yep.
Hit with negative ratings outlook as Moody says U.S. government has weaker capacity to support big banks.
Correct.
What is your thoughts on this?
Well, again, it's just the liquidity challenge. You know, these banks have their hands tied. They have no choice. Right now they have those, you know, significant unrealized losses that they're on paper because they haven't sold anything. But that money is tied up. They cannot lend that money and get out of those positions because as soon as they do, it's a huge loss for them. So they're going to have to continue borrowing money. And, you know, so I think things are going to get worse before they get any better.
Well, speaking of getting worse, how about this one? Lending giant fined, what is that, $15 million?
Yep.
For withdrawing funds from bank accounts without consent, deceiving consumers with false statements. Who was doing this?
You know, I saw that headline, but I didn't get a chance to read that article today.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it's banning the Chicago-based lender Innova from offering certain consumers loans after the firm violated orders to change its deceptive practices. They withdrew or tried to withdraw funds from consumers' bank accounts without obtaining their express informed consent. The lender also concealed loan extensions that it had promised to consumers and misrepresented due to dates from loan payments. They were fined $3.2 million for similar issues back in 2019. Oh, boy. Today's action imposes a $15 million penalty and bans the company from certain lines of business and reforms executive compensation. So,
right. I've never heard of Innova. But, yeah, nothing like them using the customer's money. We'll get it back to you. You'll be okay. But, hey, Brandon, if we could, I wanted to bring something up that I've been getting a little bit more of lately.
All right.
Getting people more often saying, gosh, I wish I would have known about Swiss America before we did business with XYZ company.
Really? Why?
Well, a number of different reasons. And what I'd like to do is just kind of share what I think separates Swiss America from all the competition out there, because there are a lot of gold and silver companies. I mean, we're not the only game in town.
Yeah, you'd know that because of all the commercials that run for it on any given channel,
nonstop.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Nonstop. And a lot of these companies buy up every conservative talking head they can. Some of these companies have many of them. And trust me, those folks don't come at a low price. They're paying a big premium to have all these conservative, you know,
So you're telling me that if they have a very, very famous spokesperson, they're paying that person big, big money to be their spokesperson.
Absolutely.
So how do they make back that big, big money on that big, big spokesperson? By charging big, big exorbitant rates for their gold people buy from them, right?
Correct.
Okay. So is that what you're getting, why people are telling you, oh, I wish I'd heard about you sooner because they went with someone else and paid like twice as what they should have with commissions?
Yes. And I'll just real quick, I'll kind of explain what I think separates Swiss America from all the competition out there.
All right.
Number one, we've been in this industry for 41 years. You would have to, you know, people would have to look long and hard to find a company that's been doing this longer than us. Most of these companies that you see on every commercial break, every social media, every conservative outlet, most of these companies have been around less than 15 years. Some of them less than 10 years. Not saying that makes them bad, but they weren't here for Y2K and the dot-com bubble. So our longevity, number one. Number two, we believe in fully educating our clients. Everybody's going to talk to the client about why they should own gold and silver. So we talk about why you should own metals, how it's going to protect you. Then when people get on board with that and say, okay, this makes sense, then a lot of these companies want to be the expert and they want to tell the client what to buy. And unfortunately, the way some of these companies determine that is when the client's ready to buy, they pull up their inventory. They take a look and see, what do we currently have too much of? that my sales manager's probably giving me an additional incentive to get rid of and move. And that could be the product they talk to you about. And the problem with that, Brandon, and where I would warn people, if you're talking to another company, if they're not explaining the various products and the differences, then you need to, that needs to be a red flag. If right out the gate, they're just saying, oh, you should buy this, because all gold and silver is not created equal. Some products are simply worth the gold and silver content. Some products have two markets. They're not only worth the gold and silver content, they have an intrinsic or a collectible value. Some products with savings when you purchase generate a 1099 to the IRS. Some products do not. So you should be getting a full education on the different products. It's like walking down a path and coming to a dead end. You want to go left and buy bullion, or do you want to go right and buy numismatic coins? They should be giving you enough information that you tell them what products are best for your needs and concerns, what you're trying to accomplish. If they don't do that, big red flag. And people don't know the right questions to ask. And I can assure you, most of these companies aren't going to educate the people on the right questions to ask. I'll give you an example, and I'm not going to name the company. But someone did business with this company, and they asked the broker, well, obviously you don't do this for free. How much do you make? And the advisor said, oh, I make 4%. They thought, oh, that's not bad. Okay, 4%. They did business with them. And then after the fact, they start looking at, okay, we paid this much. Here was the price of gold. And so, and they're like, whoa, I paid way more than 4%. And they'll call that company and say, hey, when we were talking, you told me you made 4%. I paid way more than that. And they'll get an answer, Brandon, similar to, well, no, you asked me how much I made. I told you how much I made. You didn't ask me how much this was going to cost you.
So in other words, what the sales guy makes versus what the whole company makes.
Correct. You need to know your total cost of doing business. And there's a specific ways. There's a specific way to ask that. Just like when you buy a stock, when you buy the stock, it sells at the ask price. When you're selling a stock, it's bought back at the bid price. That difference between the ask and the bid is your total cost of doing business. And if you're talking to other companies, you don't lay all your cards on the table at once. You don't want them to know that you're smarter than the average bear. You know, you want to get this out of them after you're going through this progression of asking these questions. So education is huge. Again, not all gold and silver is created
equally. But what you're finding is that people are saying, I wish I'd known about you guys before, because they went with a gold company and they paid double the commissions.
Correct.
Yep. Double the commissions they would have paid if they went to you.
And people are buying bullion, graded bullion coins. If you buy graded bullion coins, you are throwing your money away.
Why?
I got this MS70, you know, because you're going to pay a premium to buy that graded coin, that bullion coin. But when you sell it, nobody in this industry is going to pay you that premium when they buy it back. They're going to say, oh, here's the price of gold today. Here's the price of silver. That's what you're getting, you know. So
you're not saying don't buy the numismatic 1933 and older. You're not saying that.
No. I'm talking about graded bullion coins. They have one market. They're simply worth the amount of gold and silver they contain. So, you know, again, I'm all about full disclosure. I encourage people to do their due diligence and their homework, but you need to be educated on the right questions to ask. And when it comes to our portfolios, in today's technology, I believe, as far as I know, Swiss America is still the only company where people can sign into their account with a username and password, see what they bought from us, what they paid for it, what it would cost them today if they were buying it, the ask price,
wow,
and what they'd be receiving today if they sold it. Most companies don't want you to have that information. They want you to have to call.
Swiss America does. So text Wes, 602-558-8585. Text him your name or number. He'll send you the information. Thanks for watching. Take care.
All right.